Hi, this is Eric Armstrong. I'm the accent coach or dialect designer for Chimerica. I'm going to walk us through a breakdown of a Mandarin accent, and I'm going to do a fairly strong accent in the thought that if you need a lighter accent, we can dial back towards a more standard English pronunciation from that starting place. Beijing-accented English, like Beijing Mandarin, is notable for its strong R coloring, also known as roticity. That is, R after vowels is strongly articulated, with the tongue curling back into a retroflex position. Usually, this feels as though the tongue is pointing up with the tip aimed at the hard palate behind the alveolar ridge. So you get a sound like R. Your R is very strongly curled, not to the point where your tongue is bending back as if the tip is pointing towards your uvula, but pointing straight up, along with that usually goes some lip rounding, projecting the corners of your lips forwards into a kiss-like rounding or projection forward of your lips, That creates a lower quality to the overtones of the R, This overall quality causes the tongue to carry residual tension all the time, which presents as a kind of cupping of the tongue and a mild tensing of the tongue root to native North American speakers. So what we have, we go from a kind of normal, relaxed, to a bit of a tongue curling. So it's not the kind of flip your tongue backward kind of thing that people do who do a bad imitation of like Apu on The Simpsons. It's a very gentle kind of the middle of the tongue is a little bit depressed, like the beginning of that curling kind of action. So it's as if you're going to say, here's their poor ignored car with a lot of quality to it, but you just don't let go of that tension ever in between it, right? Here's their poor ignored car. So that very strong R affects the sounds around it, and it also, we get a kind of an anticipation of that R in the vowel that precedes it. So, generally speaking, this slight curling of the tongue quality, that causes the resonance to stay very much in the back of the mouth and the throat. So it's not a bright, pingy forward quality like often North American actors are encouraged to have this bright forward quality. It kind of puts the sound back in the back of the throat. And so the sound's kind of trapped in the back of the throat by this curling of the tongue. Final N is typically dropped in a Mandarin English accent. And so when we get a word like man, the N drops off and the vowel becomes nasalized. So we get meh, meh. And that kind of dropping of final N means that the nasal quality of the vowels starts to be generally felt throughout the accent. So it feels generally that there's more kind of a sound in your nose. It's living in your nose more of the time. And so that's important to get that slight nasal feeling buzzing in your nose. Yep. Generally speaking, there's limited lip movement in this accent, so there's not a lot of lip rounding, though there is more lip rounding on initial R. In terms of intonation, we do know that Mandarin as a language is a tonal language, and so we have those four different pitch contours that apply to each syllable. However, Mandarin sentences also have a general melodic pattern to them that is quite similar to the pattern of English. Now, most notably different is that while Mandarin questions do go up at the end, like English ones do, question sentences invariably begin significantly higher than statement sentences. So if my normal statement sentence would be, I'm going to talk in this area and go down at the end, that's sort of where my pitch is, then a question sentence is going to start about four notes up from there. So I'm starting here, that's my statement place, da-da-da-da. I ask a question up here, and the question's a little bit higher, So that contour goes a little bit up and then down and then back up again at the end of the sentence. That's a question contour. There are different kinds of questions in Mandarin. There is an unmarked question that lacks the ma question marker tag at the end. The ones that do have ma don't rise quite as much. They don't need quite as much of a pitch flip up to indicate that it's a question because it's got that word ma to indicate that it is a question. And then there's another kind of question where it's sort of an either or question. Is it A, not A? So do you want apple or not apple? Do you want to drink milk or not milk? Yeah, so by saying A, not A, do you want to have it or don't you? Is essentially the kind of sentence that it has. And so it's really not a question in the way that we are used to a question. And so it doesn't rise the way the others do. I suspect that that's never going to come up in the script, but that's, I've got this little chart on the handout that I'm sending to you. And so that explains what an A, not A question is. So now that we've got some ground rules laid out, we'll go through the various sounds of English and apply Mandarin phonology, that is the sort of the rules of Mandarin language, to English.